The big story that we are tracking at this hour, that is the Ranya Rao gold smuggling case. Now, Ranya Rao, she has alleged custodial torture. Her stepfather, he has been sent on compulsory leave. Meanwhile, Ranya Rao has also filed another bail plea in the Sessions Court. And earlier, the Special Court for Economic Offences in Bengaluru had rejected her bail plea. Now, the big question that we are asking on the show at this moment is it entitlement-fueled drama by the actor, or is she being persecuted due to her links? I'm currently joined by my guests at this hour. I have G.S. Prashant, a spokesperson of the BJP. I also have Bhavya Narasimhamurthy, the spokesperson of the Congress. And I also have Sanjay Sahai, former ADGP of Karnataka. Let me start by asking you, Bhavya, Ranya Rao, she is the stepdaughter of the senior IPS officer. Do you believe her allegations point to a targeted persecution due to her family connections, or is this a case of an individual leveraging her status for sympathy?
I think it's the second one, because it's not even the second one. She was denied bail, after which a predated letter was given. The letter is dated on 6th of March. The letter she is written accusing the police of this custodial torture. But on March 9th, when she was presented to the court, the judge asked her three times whether she was tortured in the custody. She denies it all the three times. But a predated letter comes up and she's accusing of torture. But if there is anything like that, definitely there will be probe into it. But yeah, this just shows she has gone to Dubai like 27 times since Jan 2025, which was one of the basis for denying her bail, which definitely doesn't seem usual. It's like totally surprising that somebody can travel 27 times in 2 months to Dubai. So after she was denied the bail, she has come up with this. So this definitely needs to be probed.
All right. Prashant G.S., does the BJP believe that this is a case of entitlement-driven exaggeration by Ranya Rao, or do you suspect foul play by central agencies that warrants investigations?
See, if you look at it from the point of view of the letters that have been circulated today to say that she was tortured, and to a certain extent, like how the Congress spokesperson put it across, when the accused has time and again, or before the judge admitted that there was no torture, so we have to take that statement made before the judge on face value to a certain extent. At the same time, you cannot rule out the police atrocities, because it's happened so many times that certain things have happened in the police. If there's a probe which can be done, it's fine. So, see, at the end of the day, nobody is wanting, as BJP, we're not wanting to shield anybody here, especially Ranya Rao or anybody, because her father has been sent on compulsory leave now, indicating that somewhere his links to this have been established prima facie. Without that, there's no reason for him to be sent on leave. So, therefore, the larger question remains is this a cartel operating at a much higher level and threatening the security of the nation? The probe has to be done from that angle, and any person, at whatever stature he is, if found guilty, has to be brought to book, and BJP will never support anybody.
All right.
Of course, the reports are coming out that certain Congress ministers are involved, and that she tried to call two Congress ministers when she was intercepted, other things. Let the probe go on, and once the probe is conducted and the final details will be out, the truth will come out and justice will ultimately prevail.
All right. We'll try and figure out the political fallout of this entire development that has taken place. But before that, Sanjay Sahai, what I want to understand from you is, based on your experience, how common are such discrepancies between the accused statements and the official records? And what mechanisms should be in place to ensure that there is custodial transparency?
See, first and foremost, how did this case come into existence? The case came into existence not because of any other agency or providing any information from all the stakeholders which we are talking about. The probe started mostly because of the pattern of her travel, and from the pattern of the travel and whatever source report, as we call it, the details which has been gathered based on that, she was nabbed. After she was nabbed, due process of law has been followed. She has appeared in the court of law at least three times, and every single procedure has been followed at that particular point in time. Now, what letter which has surfaced today, dated 6th, and which was forwarded by the BL Superintendent on the 7th, to the concerned agency. It does not talk only of custodial violence or whatever you call it. It talks about the case being false itself. So yeah, that is where it starts. It starts with, it says, making allegation that I was coming from Dubai. The letter with you is false case registered against me. So this is where we are. She says that anything which has transpired between 6:45 p.m. is at the time when she was apprehended to 7:30 p.m. next day when she was produced before the court of law. Nothing needs to be relied. The mazhar is fake, the search is fake, the seizure is fake, everything is fake.
Yeah.
And everything has been done to implicate her, and enough and sufficient duress, sufficient enough for her to sign 50-60 pages of typed document and 40-50 pages of untyped document. Seven paragraphs from a very procedural investigative point of view in the backdrop. And the reference of all the documents and hearings that have happened so far.
Interesting that you mentioned that.
Happened so far.
Yeah.
It is inherently legally contradictory. What they are trying to do is to create a smokescreen.
Okay.
They have trying to create a smokescreen. It is a legal smokescreen by very ill-advised bunch of lawyers.
All right.
Who somehow feel that a multi-agency federal probe can be duped.
Okay. All right. Bhavya Narasimha Murthy, you know, as far as BJP's allegations of a nexus is concerned, what the BJP is suggesting is that influential figures within the Congress government, they might be shielding Ranya Rao in this smuggling case. Firstly, how do you respond to these accusations?
You know, Asaram Bapu was photographed with Narendra Modi, right? People do come when you are a celebrity, when you are a politician, a powerful person. Many people come, they invite. And she's a daughter of an IPS officer. The ministers will attend the functions or whatever in their houses when they invite. And you will have photographs. But nobody actually anticipated she will turn out to be a part of a smuggling racket, right?
Yeah.
Like, so just because you have some pictures or some, connections... He's an IPS officer of one of the highest ranks. And how can you say there can't be any, contact between them? Just because they have contacted or they have pictures, you can't just say there is nexus between them. If there is anything, the probe is going on, I'm sure it will come out.
Okay. Mr. G.S. Prashant, you wanted to respond to that. Also, as far as Congress government's entire role is concerned, the Karnataka Home Minister, Mr. G. Parmeshwarai, he has refrained from commenting until the investigation concludes. Yet, the state had ordered probe in DGP Rao's role as well. He has been sent on compulsory leave. How does the BJP interpret this this entire action? Do you see this as a way to protect a Congress-aligned officer or a genuine attempt at accountability?
See, all of us know how ineffective Parameshwara has been as a Home Minister, and number of attacks and which have gone on in Karnataka, and the law and order which has been at the lowest in Karnataka last 22 months, and probably that will take an hour to describe as to how bad the situation is. In so far as the allegations by Ranya Rao are concerned, you have CC cameras everywhere. If her contention is that she was apprehended from the aircraft, you'll have a CC camera there. That doesn't take any rocket science to find out whether she was intercepted from the aircraft or whether she was caught after she finished the customs immigration and came out. So be that as it may, her allegations are not really our concern because the court is monitoring it. The matter is before the court and investigation is going on. But insofar as the Congress link is concerned, once the call records are probed, like they have probed certain call records and they've also arrested one other businessman. Similarly, once the entire call records are looked into, her links with politicians will come out, and more so with the Congress politicians, and therefore probably Parameshwara is refraining to comment. So therefore, we are only wanting the probe to be completed. We are sure that the probe will happen in a fair and transparent manner. Therefore, once the probe is over, let's see what comes out of that.
Okay. Mr. Sanjay Sahai, as far as the multiple agencies that are involved in this particular case at this moment, you have the DRI, you have the CBI, you have the ED, as well as the state machinery that is looking into it. But specifically, when we talk about the DRI, this is a big question mark on DRI's operational integrity as well.
What is the question mark on DRI's operational integrity?
No, this is what a lot of people are raising questions about. That
no, what is it? Where is the integrity being questioned? And I can also tell you where some amount of professional expertise or intelligence that can be challenged or that can be questioned.
Yeah.
But questioning integrity of DRI, I don't think there is anybody in position who can challenge or question the integrity of DRI as far as this particular case is concerned. I am not passing any general or generic remark.
All right. As far as
when they get the information, if you talk about the advanced passenger information system of DRI managed by Indian Customs and also managed by immigration, operated by customs also. I have asked this question, why it takes 30 times to find a pattern in somebody's travel history? So those questions, as it may be, I can give you at least 10 to 15 questions with regards to how international passengers, their movement is being handled in this country and where there can be gaps. Okay.
Yeah.
But as far as this particular case is concerned, my presumption is that as they came to know of it through whatever source or through the intelligence provided by the technical resources or by the pattern of the advanced passenger management system, passenger information system, they got into action. And if you somehow feel that laying hands on somebody who's important, supposedly important, I don't find any great importance in it, but supposedly important. So the investigating agency also has to do that much of legwork.
Yeah.
Correct. The next point is, if she was picked up from the aircraft, so it be. So what is the big thing about it?
All right.
If she was picked up from this thing, you have issues regarding what we call as a spot panchanama. Spot panchanama, whether it has happened outside the Green Channel or outside wherever it has happened there, that can be challenged in a court of law. That is at the best some procedural issue at the best. And DRI is trying to comply to literally every procedure, every law, every government order in this land. And 700 channels and 500 lawyers are there to give a covering fire to this lady.
True. All right.
Now somebody was talking about CCTV, right?
Yeah. No, why I mentioned that.
You get into only CCTV. Only CCTV. A person of say 50 kg.
No, Mr. Sahib, why I mentioned that is because ultimately what happens in such cases. Why I mentioned that is because
on the gate, when it, how you walk.
Yeah, we get that. Why I mention that, because it ultimately comes down to, as it has been in the recent past, the central agencies versus the state machinery, etc., is the reason why I mentioned that.
Don't put generic stuff here.
Mr. G.S. Prashant.
We have a denominator where central agencies and opposition government battle is there. Nobody is denying that.
Okay,
but
all right.
There is a case wherein a central agency comes from a purely professional point
of
view.
We get your point, sir.
And the agency is showing you the results.
All right. We get your point, sir. We're unfortunately running short of time at this moment. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of this discussion and sharing your views on this.